I'm Chris Farrell from the official GunnaGeek.com podcast, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other geeky podcasts over at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Coming up this time on Better Podcasting, we discuss when it's time to stop making noise with your microphone.
In this week's Better Podcasting download, we talk about how Skype is making some noise with podcasters.
And finally, in this week's Better Podback, our listeners make some noise and give us some great advice.
Including one audio clip to Johnny Pennington. Lauren, start the show now.
Welcome to Better Podcasting, a show where we talk about podcast tips, tools, and best practices to help you succeed with your podcast. What makes us different? Well, just like you, we podcast purely out of the love and fun of it. Podcasting is our hobby, and we recognize that it's yours too. We always encourage your questions and feedback, and you can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. Here's your host for the show, Stephen John Drew and Stargate Pioneer.
Welcome to episode 127 of Better Podcasting. I am Stephen John Drew, and with me, of course, is the wonderful Stargate Pioneer.
It is still cold and freezing here in mid-April 2018. We don't know what's really going on with the weather, other than it's cold and freezing still, and it should not be.
Absolutely. But we're here to talk about podcasting, not about SP's very, very skimpy outfit, which is what he wears in the cold weather. It's weird. We're here instead to talk about how we can make your podcast a little bit better, or help you make your podcast a bit better. Now, one of the things that we like to do in our spare time is head on over to thepodcastforum.com. It's a place that SP and I set up so that if you want to chat with some other podcasters, you can go ahead and check that out. That's at thepodcastforum.com. As well, we like to play on this show from time to time a How I Saved My Podcast story. Basically, tell us what happened, what went wrong with your podcast, how you saved it, or maybe there was something just totally different. How have you saved your podcast? Please do send it in to us at podcast@betterpodcasting.com, or just head on over to twitter.com/betterpod and tweet us there. SP likes the Twitters.
I do, and that's predominantly because it's the only social media forum left to me.
Oh, really? You're not on MySpace?
No, I never was.
You're not on LinkedIn?
No, not on LinkedIn.
You're not on the Instagram?
I am on Instagram, yeah, but it's so hard to carry on a conversation on Instagram. At least with Twitter, you can go back and forth.
Absolutely. But let's go ahead and talk about a very, very sad topic. Here we go. All right. You like podcasting, don't you?
I do.
You also really love doing your podcast, right?
I do.
Now that you've answered yes, and I'm talking to you, the listener, let's ask you that question again. Do you really love the podcast that you do?
Interesting answers back, Stephen.
Now, the reason why we're asking this question twice is because often podcasters find themselves sort of, their gut reaction is to say, yes, I love my podcast. And sometimes they don't really mean that. And what this is all about today is we're talking about when to know, or some signs that it might be time to quit your podcast. Sometimes it takes really recognizing and looking for these signs before you realize it might be time to move on, because you just have this sort of loyalty to your co-host, your listener, or just a product. But it's important to recognize when it might be time to quit your show. And that's what we're talking about today. And also, we'll talk about some reasons that this is important as well. Right, SP?
Yeah. So let's start off talking with signs that it might be time for you to hang up the podcasting. So let's start with a simple one. You just don't know what else to talk about. That's the thing. You don't know what else to talk about. It might not be as obvious as it seems. You might have to really reflect back on your history. Did you used to take 5 minutes to brainstorm a topic and come up with this week's topics, but now it takes you 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months to think of one. Or you might be finding that every topic that you do is something that you've already done before, which actually is okay, by the way. But if you are literally recycling the old topic without adding something new, then yeah, that's might be an indicator. Or you might even find that this is due to something out of your control. Say, for example, like on Voices of Defiance, you're doing a podcast on a TV show and that TV show ends. Yes, you can find ways to keep that podcast going, but it is it in everybody's best interest with the main topic of the show? Now, you could rebrand your show. You can sort of change the direction a little bit, but if it's a major shift, a major rebranding, you might be better off to start a whole new show. So those are some signs that you might want to think about moving on from your podcast.
Absolutely. Another one that might come to your mind is if it's feeling like a job and less like fun. Now, we have talked about this before. As a hobby podcaster, you should definitely be having fun. This was actually a big deciding factor for me with two previous podcasts that I had, where really it just felt like a job rather than fun. And the reality is that, yes, podcasting is going to entitle, or it's going to need to have a certain level of work. And you do really need to know that, yes, you will have to work for your podcast. But if you're having less fun than you are having fun, then that's a bad thing, especially as a hobby podcaster.
It can be, because you just don't want to get stuck in a rut where you're not going to be creative. You have to have the creative juices going on. So if it's not fun, you might not be in that creative mode as much as you should be. And here's another sign. Your release schedule is all over the place when it really shouldn't be. So we're not talking about shows that are random by nature, kind of like a Hardcore History, which who knows when the next episode's due to come out about that. But we're talking about shows that are set up to do some sort of routine. For example, say you're supposed to release every other week, but that you find out you're releasing your shows sometimes once a month, other times two in the course of 1 week, other times you're doing one every 6 months, that sort of thing. This depicts that you are having trouble with time somewhere in your schedule. And this can be very chaotic, not only for yourself, but more importantly for your listeners.
Yeah, that's a great indication. It might be time to pack it on up. How about this one? You've changed as a person. Now, this could be something as simple as the topic just isn't relevant to you anymore. Or this could be something else, like maybe you've taken up another hobby and you just can't devote the same amount of time to podcasting that you once could. Or perhaps maybe you've changed and now you're even a little bit embarrassed about the show, a lot embarrassed about the show, right? These are all things that might mean that you've changed beyond that podcast.
And to dovetail onto that, we've listed this out as a separate sign, but basically if you have some serious concerns about the topic or the show that you're doing, and we're talking about legal concern, moral concern, or something to that severe nature. So first off, we'll say, as we always have, we're not lawyers, so don't take us as firm legal advice, but
although I heard SP is going to law school, that's what I heard.
In what universe is that true?
I don't know, but I just thought I'd start that rumor. Go ahead, start that rumor.
Okay, definitely a rumor. Untrue rumor. But there are many people who will tell you that once you've broken a law, it can bite you in the butt months or even years later. I mean, there's this thing called the statute of limitations. But there's also other things such as copyright laws. And whether it's legal, moral, or otherwise, you might decide that you made a mistake somewhere along your podcast path and you don't feel right having a show up anymore. I mean, like the entire show, not just a specific episode. Sometimes in a situation like this, you may just want to end it and remove it from existence. Yes, it might be available elsewhere. People might have downloaded, they might post it up there on their own, but once something is on the internet, it is considered there forever. Although we have gone back to other podcasts, which we've wanted to host on the network, and we can't find them. So, I mean, there's that too. They might go into oblivion. But at least if they are available, at least you're not actively supporting it anymore. And you might actually issue some sort of public statement stating that you no longer support this activity for whatever reason.
Absolutely. And that's a really good reason if it's just something that you're not proud of anymore, or there's, like you said, the legal concerns. You know, sometimes it's best just to start fresh. How about this one here? If you're doing a podcast with multiple people, maybe you just don't get along with your co-hosts anymore. SP and I don't get along, but we have a contract, so it all works out here. But that might not be your case. Maybe you just don't get along with your co-host and you don't have a contract. And yes, this absolutely happens where people change, like we talked about. Sometimes there was once amazing chemistry between this team of people, but now it's just walking on eggshells every single week. Or maybe you're spending more time arguing as opposed to, you know, quote, arguing, which is, you know, on show arguing is always a little bit fun for people, but you're actually spending real time arguing off the show or elsewise, maybe on the show, rather than actually moving forward with your show and helping develop that show. That's a bad thing, and it's bad and it's toxic for everybody. It could be something that has happened between you and your co-hosts and you just can't see them in the same light. That's really tough too. If something's changed, now you're looking at your co-host from a different set of eyes and you can't get over it. That can be really hard for you to come on screen or on it on screen. See, we do a video show here, but come on to your mic every week and act like everything's okay. That can be tough.
Yeah, we do a podcast over the internet. We are geographically separated, and as that's true of most podcasts on the GunnaGeek.com network, but we are fully cognizant that there are podcasts that actually get together and record together. So if you're podcasting with other co-hosts, this can happen at any time. And it's not limited to podcasting here. Just think back to your high school friends, your college friends, and how many of those do you stick around with anymore and how many have dropped by the wayside. And there is life changes that happen. You might have moved away, but there is also your personality changes as you get older and you might not mesh well with your friends that you had in high school anymore as well. So it's not limited to podcasting, but that's just an example for you to say how it would pertain to podcasting. Here's another sign. No matter how hard you try, your show just isn't getting any additional listeners. You're not growing as a podcast. And say you're doing everything right to grow. And this is not limited to you not putting in the work to grow. This is its show's just not growing. We've said it before and we'll say it again. As a hobbyist, you should be doing your show primarily for yourself and the fun that you are having. However, let's just say that you've tried a whole bunch of ways to grow your show and you're not getting any audience interaction and you're seeing minimal audience numbers or download numbers. They plateaued, or maybe even they've slid backwards quite a bit, which does happen. Maybe it's time to move on from the show if you're just not moving forward with it. And if you're okay with where you are, that's one thing. But if you just don't like getting 30 downloads per show after 5 years of podcasting, it might be time to shut the doors.
Absolutely. Now, this is one of my favorite ones here, which is that you don't have the time to do another show, but you would rather do another show. Maybe you're having a ton of fun doing your podcast. It's barely any work. You can think of topics, no problem. It's just an overall fun highlight of your week. However, you have another show idea that you would just want to do a little bit more. There's nothing that says that you have to keep doing a show just because you're enjoying it. If you have this other idea that is more up your alley and you don't have the time to dedicate yourself to more than one show, maybe it's time to quit that first one. You know, you don't have to drive that thing into the ground like you do your 1986 Toyota Celica.
Don't knock my Toyota. But it's true. It's if you would rather do another show than the one that you're doing, you probably should do that other show. Although I will say this, the people that podcast hop, like they start a new show every like 3 months and then they put the other one in dark spots of the internet, so they're not available anymore. and they start a new one every 3 months. Oh, well, I don't like that one. I want to start another one. I don't like that one. I say that's probably okay if you're growing as a podcaster, but if you're continually doing that for years, I think you have a problem and you need to set a long-term goal. So, okay, this is the final one, the final sign that we're going to talk about. And this one, for better podcasting, is blasphemy. But we're going to say it anyway. Maybe you just don't like podcasting anymore.
Whoa. You didn't just say it. You didn't say that, SP. Did you say that?
I totally just said, maybe you don't like podcasting anymore. Did I just blow your mind?
I am blown.
Right. So, okay. How dare we say this? Yeah, people outgrow podcasting. I've seen it before. I mean, you're doing it for 2, 3, 5 years. Eventually, it's like, I need to move on with my life. This is no different than a job. I mean, people move around jobs every 2, 3, 5, 10 years, something like that. Podcasting is no different than that. So, yeah, people do outgrow podcasts and they want to take on a new challenge. If you're enjoying the show, but you're just not enjoying the process, the time that you have to put into it, etc., maybe it's time to move on. But perhaps you've tried several shows and none of them are landing with you. Maybe it's time to move on. Maybe podcasting just isn't for you. And yeah, that's true. Not everybody catches the podcasting bug.
So why does any of this matter? Well, first off, you're listening to Better Podcasting, which probably means you want to make your show a little bit better. And the odds are, if it's time for you to move on from this podcast, then your efforts that you're making are kind of moot. Instead, you could take that time, energy, and passion and apply it to something else, whether it is another podcast or it is something completely different in your life. I know we mentioned it already, but it's important as a hobby podcaster that you have fun doing your show. And the odds are, if it's time to move on, then there's a level of you that is not having fun. So it's really important to objectively assess, is it time for me to move on? If any of the things that we've said to you, you put a check mark next to them, it's a good time to assess. Now, you might go through that full assessment and say, you know what, it is worthwhile for me to keep going, but it's worth having these conversations with yourself, such as that time that I quit that back waxing podcast with Stargate Pioneer. It just was time for me to move on.
Why do you keep bringing it? Is in your mind that I was on there with you? That was not me. I don't know who your co-host was, but it wasn't me. Are you podcasting with Bigfoot?
I am podcasting with somebody that has big feet, yes. But there you go. That's going to wrap up this topic. If you have had to make that hard decision to move on, please let us know a little bit about that story. Get in touch with us through any of the ways. You can let us know by going to twitter.com/betterpod. Head on over to facebook.com/betterpodcasting or send us an email to podcast@betterpodcasting.com and let us know about that story. What was your deciding factor and how did you deal with that? But let's go ahead and move on to the download, where we're going to talk about Skype. I know, another blasphemous term, right?
Welcome to this week's Better Podcasting Download.
All right, this is a fun, interesting, intriguing, but somewhat disappointing download. SP, what do we got?
So on April 6, 2018, right before the NAB, the National Association of Broadcaster Conference, Microsoft let out a little news, and it was in TechCrunch. And the article in TechCrunch was Skype targets podcasters and live streamers with a new future for recording video calls. So both of us are like, what's up with this? We took a look at this right when it came out, as did a lot of other people. But we also knew that the National Association of Broadcaster Conference was going on and that some additional information might come out about this. To my knowledge, none really has come out about this. I think this is the extent of the information out there, other than maybe a beta test. So we're just going to talk about this for now and give our initial assessments. And we're going to go and keep looking in on this, specifically because we use Skype and we know a lot of other people use Skype. We also know a lot of other people use other means like Discord, YouTube Live. I almost said Hangouts on Air, and stuff like Zencastr, but a lot of people use Skype to record their podcasts. So as Skype evolves, we need to take a look at how it is evolving for podcasters. So basically, Microsoft came out and they said they're hoping to capitalize on the popularity of podcasts and videos to make Skype more appealing to content creators. The company is now testing a new, quote, Skype for content creators, unquote, mode for its desktop app that will allow creators to place and record calls using Skype software, which can either be streamed live or imported into other apps for further editing before podcasting. The feature is currently in, quote unquote, preview. Microsoft's term for software that's being tested with select users ahead of a broader public release. Skype for content creators will allow digital broadcasters, streamers, and vloggers to record videos, podcasts, and live streaming calls without having to invest in expensive studio equipment. Instead, Windows 10 and Mac users will be able to use the content creators mode to place and record their calls directly in, here's a key, NDI-enabled software like Wirecast, XSplit, or vMix, for example. Those are three video streaming and recording services that we have previously talked about when we talked about video podcasting. Mm-hmm. So those are all prevalent in the broadcasting and podcasting world. The article goes on to say users won't need other recording or screen capture software, and the look and feel of the call can be customized too. This feature will work best for those who record video chats with other remote guests, like for a weekly call-in show, but it can also work for calls that are live streamed to other platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If the call is not being live streamed, the recording can be imported into other apps for further editing like Adobe Premiere Pro or Adobe Audition, and I will add Vegas Movie Studio because that's what we use.
Good ad.
Yep. This isn't the first time that Skype has sought to leverage a specific use case to encounter people to adopt its communication software. For instance, the company launched Skype Interviews last year aimed at recruiters who wanted to test candidates' coding skills during their chats. In both cases, Skype is targeting a subset of its users with features built just for them. Retaining users and appealing to newcomers is critical as Skype's growth has plateaued in recent years. Let me repeat that. Retaining users and appealing to newcomers is critical as Skype's growth has plateaued in recent years. At Microsoft Build 2016, the company said it has 300 million users, the same figure it cited on Skype's 10th birthday several years prior. Okay, this is kind of important to note. Skype has stagnated, and there are other internet communication protocols which people are using. As I said at the start of this segment, people are using things like Discord, Zencastr, and YouTube Live to do things like we are doing right now over Skype. Actually, we're kind of using a combination of everything here.
We are.
With Better Podcasting, because we're streaming to Facebook, we're streaming to YouTube Live, and we're recording over Skype.
And I have a Hangout on air right in front of me that is just a picture of Stargate Pioneer looking at me disapprovingly.
Well, is that really a Hangout on air, or is that just the standard picture that taken of me?
No, it's a looping video. A looping video that you sent me. So,
do I have cool facial expressions throughout?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's cool. So anyway, this is great news because Skype is finally listening to content creators like streamers and broadcasters and podcasters. So that's cool. But they're doing so because their business has stagnated. And let's not forget, most of us use Skype for free. So mm-hmm. to monetize, you have to actually go to the pro version or purchase one of those calling cards and actually use the Skype calling function, which hardly anybody does. I mean, I do when I interview people, I have a Skype capability to do that, to call them in via Skype. So I can have them in the call and we can multi-track the recording that way. But most people, they just have everybody in the same call, whether it's Skype or YouTube Live or whatever. So people aren't really buying the Skype special services. And it's not just podcasters, it's everybody that's using Skype. So yeah, it's great news, but is it really going to help them garner more of the market? Yeah. I don't know. Steven, what do you think?
It's a good question. Some of these recording things, features that have been tossed out there sound really appealing to podcasters at first glance because of the fact that everybody's had so many problems with all of these various Skype recorders and whatnot. But the thing is, we got to remember that what they have said, which if you want to check out the TechCrunch article, it's www.geeks.link/SkypeCrunch. That's geeks.link/SkypeCrunch. Check that out there. It's very vague. A lot of sort of buzz terms, a lot of just unknown at this point here. So that's interesting to see. The biggest thing for me is the NDI. Now, those of you who are not familiar with NDI know that it is the standard, and it has been for several years. It's the standard for essentially virtual cables. Think of it like that. It's instead of having physical video cables going from one piece of video equipment to another, this is the standard for a virtual cable that exists out there. So that's interesting to me as somebody who does a video show and does a couple of them, because I've looked at NDI. I've exhausted many, many options. I've looked at the potential of having SP send me his video, a raw stream bypassing Skype using NDI. And it basically has me have two minds, because NDI is a substitute cable, meaning there's an expectation to a degree for bandwidth. So how is that going to translate over the internet? Ideally, I'd love to see Skype give me an HD quality feed because it's using NDI, but I just don't see that being the case. From what I have seen, it looks like it's just more of a way to take the existing Skype video signal, which is probably going to be compressed because, again, that whole bandwidth thing, and allow me to easily route it into XSplit or OBS, does NDI as well, vMix, Wirecast, all of these things. It looks like it's going to be easier because right now, if you've ever looked at doing video over Skype, you have to capture the Skype window using a separate capture utility of some form. And this is going to essentially take that signal from what I can see and send it right into your software. Now, again, I'm not optimistic myself for audio quality increase, but we don't know if they're tailoring this towards creators. Maybe that will happen, maybe that won't. I've just seen so many quality problems with Skype. I don't want to set myself up for disappointment.
Usually when Steven approaches me about testing this NDI stuff, it usually ends in me asking, you wanted me to do what? Mm-hmm. It is not intuitive. And maybe Skype will make it intuitive, make it into a nice interface and GUI and that sort of thing. But right now, as it stands, as NDI stands, it is not easy to do. You have to go through several steps to do it. And yes, I'm a rocket scientist and we figure it out, but it's not just the normal communication protocols. I just wanted to make that point. So as I said before, how is Microsoft going to monetize this? And I think what they're looking at is they're looking at Zencastr, or other things like Zencastr, like Ringer or whatever, where you actually have to pay to play, where you pay them for the ability to multi-track record over some sort of internet protocol, communications protocol. Unfortunately, we've seen a bunch of issues with these. And while it's great when it works, it doesn't always work. Matter of fact, it doesn't work from what I'm seeing probably about half the time. And that's just based on my observations of trouble reporting over places like Twitter and Reddit and other podcasting communication areas and Facebook groups when I was on them and that sort of thing, that it is not stable environment. I would not choose that as my primary communication means. I know a lot of podcasters do, and I know why, because it's a great ability to record multi-track without having all the hardware that Steven and I have. But I will say, if you're going to do that, you better have all that hardware in order to get those backup recordings, because we're big into backups here on Better Podcasting. And we've both lost podcasts before, and we both used backups before. I've used the 7th backup. We've already detailed that one. I have indeed used the 7th backup to save one of my podcasts. That was a bad day. So yeah, it does happen. And then also, I just want to point out that this could mess with the free calling. So even if you're not going to use this, they might degrade the free calling ability to force you into the paid one. We don't know, but that's a possibility. So even if you just use the free version of Skype, pay attention to what's going on, because it might affect how you use Skype.
Absolutely. Now, we don't know because, again, everything's so vague, but I want to throw another link out there. If you go to www.geeks.link/Skype mix, you can actually see a great link that Mike Howard, JPEG Draw, shared with me on Twitter, and it'll take you right to the proper time code there. What it is an interview with the vMix creators who clearly, in my opinion, from this interview, have seen Skype for Creators, and they expand a lot on what it looks like is happening with Skype for Creators as far as that NDI integration go. Because again, remember, vMix is a video software, so obviously their conversation is going to be more tailored towards that. But if you are in that situation that you're interested to find out more about that, it was insightful to me to see that. I will say this, that from my perspective, just to get a little bit technical here, if you're not familiar or you haven't checked the back episodes where we've talked about how I do video shows like the GunnaGeek.com show, the way it works is I have concurrent Skype sessions or other video broadcast software, whatever it is, or video chat software going at the same time. And I end up capturing each of those windows individually into XSplit. Now, one of the advantages that I have by having the concurrent sessions going is that I do the audio mixing, because remember, you got to do what's called mix minusing. You need to make sure that you're not sending back somebody's audio to themselves or they'll hear echo, right? That's not going to work. So I can do that through my sound mixer. Right now, I do it through my Zoom L12. I used to do it through my Behringer X1622. What the advantage about that is that I can break those audio tracks off into a multi-track setup. Again, a little bit technical, I end up editing everybody. They all record locally on their own end so that at the end of the show, I go and I edit them. We're using everybody in a multi-track setup. So if somebody needs to go louder, I can turn them up louder. If they need different EQ, I can do that. So that's the advantage about how I have it set up now, is that I'm getting these backup multi-track sessions. So if all of a sudden SP's track on his end for this show doesn't work, I can be like, it's okay, I have your track recorded separately on my end. That's one of the concerns that I have with this, is if this makes things easier for me from a video side, am I still gonna individually get everybody's audio? Because that's an important backup for me. And so there's a whole bunch of what ifs. So I know a lot of people who do things like we do here on Better Podcasting or on the Gunna Geek Show were excited to see the idea of the NDI streams, but look at the whole picture. And that's my big takeaway, is look at the whole picture. Is there a benefit that you have by doing it through your own process now that might not be met when Skype for Creators come out? So don't get too ahead of yourself.
That audio thing is very important to point out. Steven has the ability to back up individual tracks. I do not, at least the way that I stream right now over Hangouts on Air, YouTube Live, or whatever you want to call it. And if a co-host loses a track, then all of a sudden I'm in a situation where I have to immediately go to me and everybody else, because that's the backup that I have. And Steven, you are able to take it to another level just by the way that you put the video shows together, is that you're able to do that multi-track. And that's one of the great things about that Zoom L12 that you have. Now, although you can do the same thing with a Zoom H6 or a Sound Devices Mix Pre 6, with the 6-track recording, it's a lot easier with the Zoom L12, which is a more complicated mixer. So again, there's a pro and the con there. But yeah, this whole Skype thing is interesting. We waited a couple of weeks to talk about it intentionally to make sure that we knew everything that was at least going on publicly for now. If you have had a chance to be a beta tester to preview this new Skype system, please let us know, because we would love to hear how it's been useful or not to you.
Absolutely. But let's go ahead and move into the Better Podback, where we are now a service that relays messages from one listener to another. Hint, I might have called for it. All right, let's start off with a tweet from the wonderful Heather Welsh from Sunshine and Power Cuts podcast, which is at Sun Power Pod. She tweeted, us and tagged me in it, saying, "My Canadian tribute to celebrate today's At Better Pod episode. Unfortunately, I ran out of Tim Hortons in the tin. Sorry about that. It's been about 13 years since I was in Canada, which is a while, eh?" And then she tweeted a picture of a Tim Hortons can next to her Sunshine and Power Cuts board, which was awesome.
I think at this point in time, you need to send her a new Tim Hortons tin.
You know what? It'll probably get confiscated with the way that they're... Yeah. Anyways.
I just wanted to see that happen because it is indeed coffee, which is used, as we know from Lethal Weapon, way back when, to transport drugs.
Yeah. And I'll just go ahead and send it off without the tin, and that'll just be super awesome, right? So there you go.
At Cybercast sent to us a tweet and said, "At Better Pod, hey guys, Humble Bundle has a huge sale on right now for a Magix Vegas 14 editing package, $25, and you get a ton of software. Vegas is a feature-packed, easy-to-use editor inside for video and podcasts. Here's the link." And not only is Magix Vegas 14 on a Humble Bundle right now, but also the pro version is on sale basically as well for $20. And the advantage, if you already have a version of Movie Studio or Vegas, it would probably be, or Vegas Magic, it would probably be to your advantage to pick one up just so you're included in future licensing upgrades for a reduced cost. And this is a software that does release every couple of years or so with increased functionality, and you'd want to be able to buy it for as little as possible because that's why you're using this versus something that's like Adobe Premiere or something where you're paying a subscription model. So that's why we're passing it along.
If you want to check this out, it's geeks.link/magixbundle. That's M-A-G-I-X bundle. I will say this. I have this version of Vegas Pro. It's the version 14, which is not the most recent. I personally have yet to see features in there that would make me recommend that over the home version. So if you have the home version already, I say go ahead and stick with it. I will say that the last two versions of the home version, which is Magix Movie Studio, are a little bit more advanced visually and from a couple feature perspective than this version of Vegas Pro 14. So there is definitely the last two versions, version 14 and 15 of Magix Movie Studio, to me are much more advanced visually for sure than version 14, but they both work pretty darn well. So it's a pretty good deal right there. And I actually, this is how I got version 14, was in, I think, December, there was a deal. But yeah, you can check that out. Humble Bundle, it's very limited time. By the time this show releases, it will be very, you'll have very short time. Very short
jump
time.
Jump on it while jump you got it. It, yeah.
Also, we had Covert Nerd say, "Thanks for answering my question on air." We might come back to Covert Nerd in a minute.
We will. In the meantime, we'll skip forward to emails, and Johnny Pennington sent us one after we talked about him last week. And while we don't intend on reading an email from Johnny Pennington every week, I think we need to follow up on last week and read this one. So me. Here I go, Johnny. This is just for you. "Hey guys, my wife of over 30 years and I were in the kitchen when the beginning of Better Podcasting number 125 came on the live stream. And you said, 'Who is Johnny Pennington?' She looked at me as if, 'What's going on?' I, in my tortoise mode, shrugged my shoulders and implied, 'I don't know.' It seemed that one person out of the Better Podcasting's billions of listeners had recognized my name. That person had inquired about my participation in the Better Podcasting show. In all fairness, the Better Podcasting team had covered for me well. Stephen and SP have pretty well kept any information about me under the radar, which is what they do for everyone. They are gentlemen and discreet."
I'm not a gentleman. I'm going to say that right now. No.
Yeah. No, not you. "I also know how most of the people that are planning podcasts are young. But I believe it would be a disservice to their listeners to believe that the only portion of new podcasters were young. Podcasting, I believe, is an equal participant endeavor. We do believe on that in the GunnaGeek.com network. Goodness gracious, I found Better Podcasting after listening to many different how-to podcasts. I, personally was captivated not only by their excellent information, but by the entertainment value that I found in their show. A little bit about myself, since the one person out of their millions of followers, billions to millions. He's already cutting us down by 100% there. Mm. Okay. Anyway, one person out of their millions of followers requested it. I am older, and also I have been a comedy writer many years ago. Steven and SP have been kind enough to leave that information out, but I have nothing to hide. And to help clarify the question, I am over the age of an official senior citizen in every country on earth that I'm aware of. And to that, I have to ask, if you are that old, if you are indeed aware of all the countries on earth, maybe not, I don't know. Okay, back to the email. That being said, I have sent in various emails to them in both a serious and an entertainment mode, items of which I thought to be of value to their show, many of which they have used for humor or for factual information. I was also asked if I had a podcast and what it was. SP diplomatically said that I was working on one. This is true, probably much longer than recommended. I have been dogged about how long it has taken me to get started, too long in most instances. However, mine will be a comedy podcast that has multi-tracked character voices with different sketches, a bit of higher production than the normal interview type podcast. That being said, I am slow as molasses. So this old man will let the better podcasting crew know when I've launched my podcast, which will be motorcycle related, yes, and hopefully funny. As everybody knows, there are an infinite amount of podcasts. With that being said, if my upcoming podcast is not, let's say, your cup of tea, I hope that we still share a commonality in the community with Better Podcasting, a show that has brought us all a little closer together. I would like to think that Emily Prokop, Bandrew, Heather from the Sunshine and Power Cuts podcast, myself, and all the other regular and not so regular Podback participants are part of the Better Podcasting family. I have shared many communications with Steven and SP that have not been on their show. I consider these guys my friends, which I believe they also consider many of us all to be. I cherish this community, and I hope it means as much to you as it does to me. As always, I am looking forward to the next episode. Until the next great bit of podcast information or corny joke from these two podcasting gurus, Steven and SP, I bid you adieu, Johnny Pennington.
SP, bravo. You made that up well. Wow, that was completely... I had me convinced Ad-lib. That Johnny was real.
Yeah.
No, seriously, Johnny, thanks so much for sending that. That was an amazing email, and we, as SP said, we won't usually read something out from him every week. It's just, you know, it's not like there. Although we could get a little jingle. It's the Johnny Pennington Hour. No, we're not going to do that. Okay, whatever. But we're not going to do that every week. But this was an amazing email for us to receive. Thank you very much, Johnny. And yes, the Better Podcasting family extends to all of you listeners. And if you ever want to send us an email, you have a question, let us know, and you send us an audio clip, a video clip. We're very, very, very happy to receive that.
And if you do start your new show and you're listening to Better Podcasting, just like Johnny Pennington, if you send us the show name and tell us a little bit about it, we will talk about it at the end of our show.
And finally, in our Better Pod back, oh, what is this? Is this a response to Johnny Pennington from @thecovert_nerd on Twitter? Let's find out right about now.
Hi, this is Lee at the Covert Nerd Podcast. I was encouraged by Steven on Twitter to send a quick message of encouragement to their most avid listener, Johnny Pennington. Hey, Johnny. If you haven't started your podcast already, I definitely encourage you to do so. You sound like a really smart guy, and I knew absolutely nothing about podcasting when I got started. I didn't know about hosting and microphones and editing software. I've just had to kind of figure it out as I go, and each episode, I learn a little bit more that makes the process easier. And for anybody else out there too, just start. You'll do fine, and you'll learn as you go, and you'll work out some of the kinks as you go. I'm sure SP and Steven can relate. When they got started, they weren't that good either. But now, look how good they are now. So thanks, Steven. Thanks, SP, for all that you do. And again, anybody out there riding the fence, just get started.
So fun fact number one, I'm still not good. So let's just go ahead and say that. Fun fact number two, Espy's a time traveler, which means that he actually, the first time he ever did a podcast, he actually had decades of experience. So he podcasted in the future, came back in time and started podcasting. So
it's actually a true story.
Yeah. So there you go. But seriously, Covert Nerd, thank you for sending that. And Johnny, there you go. There's your encouragement. Get it done. And if you want to send us a clip for Johnny Pennington, go ahead and do that. You can email us to podcast@betterpodcasting.com or send us a video if you want. As well, just send us the link to that. That's podcast@betterpodcasting.com. Let's get Johnny's podcast started.
Go, Johnny, go.
Awesome. So there you go. That's going to take us to the end of the show. Before we wrap up, we'll just remind you that we're part of the Gunna Geek Network. The Gunna Geek Network has a bunch of amazing geeky podcasts. You can check them out at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And if you're not familiar with this, we touch on it throughout the show, and sometimes we don't dedicate time to mentioning it. We do have not only the video show at youtube.com/GunnaGeek, but we do stream our recording sessions live on Wednesdays, usually at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern, at www.geeks.live. We always appreciate when people come by, but we appreciate you listening no matter where. And if you want to let us know where do you listen, that's always appreciated information because, yeah, we get stats, but let's hear it from you directly. Where do you listen to us?
And I think that's important for our listeners to know as well, where people do listen to their podcasts.
For sure. So for episode 127 of Better Podcasting, I'm Stephen John Drew. I'm on a PR781. I weirdly miss my Rode Procaster, but my BP40 is my baby.
And I'm SP saying, I hope you have a great week podcasting. We want to hear from you about everything that's going on with your podcasting. So let us know.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Better Podcasting. We want to hear from you. You can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. If you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review in iTunes. We encourage you to check out all of the other geeky podcasts available at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. This has been a Gunna Geek production. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.